Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, The 10 Lepers.
I love this morning's gospel. It's the gospel of the 10 lepers. And I believe that this could be one of the most important passages in the whole canon of Scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, this passage is critically important for my salvation. And it's critically important for yours. It's so short, right? And really, if we were to boil the passage down, what the passage is really about is gratitude. And when I look at our worship tradition, I know that the tradition of the church is in agreement as to how critically important the virtue of gratitude is, because as we worship in the Orthodox Church, there is one pinnacle of our worship experience. There's one pinnacle of our worship experience. The climax of the entire liturgical and worship tradition of the church is the reception of Holy Communion, receiving the body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. And when we look at the word Eucharist, Eucharistia, it is not hard to see that communion is an experience of gratitude. It's made from a sacrifice that we give out of gratitude, and as we receive it, we experience gratitude and offer gratitude. So cultivating gratitude is critically important to our spiritual lives. Now, in this morning's gospel reading, there are 10 lepers. You have to do a little refresher on leprosy, because we don't see much of it in Southampton. Leprosy is a brutal and fatal disease. It is highly contagious. All I have to do is brush against another person skin to skin in order for me to contract leprosy. And once I have it, my death sentence is signed. And we won't go into the gruesome details, but suffice to say, it is a brutal and horrific way to die. So in Jesus' time, if you had leprosy, you would be escorted beyond the city walls, and you would be left in the wilderness to die. And if it was learned that you had leprosy, then I would treat you like what? A leper. What does that mean? Zero contact. Get away from me. Don't touch me. Don't breathe on me. Don't look at me. Don't come into my room. No contact. Now, the first lesson that our gospel teaches us this morning is who our Savior is. Who is Jesus? Everyone else in the world would have treated these 10 lepers with utter disdain and absolute fear. Anyone else in Jesus' world would have driven them beyond the city walls and locked the gates. So the first thing we know about Jesus from this morning's gospel reading is that his love is unconditional. His love is not assuaged by fear. His love is not assuaged by illness. His love is not assuaged by a disgusting or repulsive condition in another person's body. God loves you and even me, no matter how pitiful, no matter how hopeless, no matter how embarrassing, no matter how damaging to others our condition has become. There is no sin and there is no sickness that is beyond the redemption of our God. I want to repeat that. There is no sin and there is no sickness that is beyond the redemption of our God. His love is so great, He has set our sins as far as the east is from the west. Amazing. And then the second thing we learn about Jesus is that as He sends them away, He pulls a little trick on them, really. He's like, go see the priests, right? And as they're walking to the priests, they're healed, they're cleansed, they're restored. Not only is His love unconditional, but His healing is all-powerful, right? In Jesus' day, leprosy, as difficult, as impossible as it is to treat today, it was even worse back then. Nobody knew what to do with this thing other than to put these people out in the wilderness to die, and yet the grace of God is conveyed through Jesus, defeats this otherwise totally unsurmountable illness. How great is our God? How great is His love and how great is His power? He's like the whole package. My mom loved me unconditionally, but there were certain things she just couldn't do for me, right? The president could do just about anything he wanted to for me, but he doesn't know who I am. In Jesus, you have greater power than the president and greater love than your mother. He's awesome, right? And now we come to gratitude. What is our relationship to such a God? A God who is that powerful and yet knows the number of hair on our head. How do we relate to such a God? We can never repay Him. That's why the 50th Psalm says, if you had desired a sacrifice, I would have offered it. But you won't be pleased with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. There's nothing I can give to God that's going to be in proportion to what He has given to me, because He gave me His divine and quickening breath. Every breath I take, every glass of water I drink, it's all from Him. The very miracle of my life I owe to God. So the only thing that we can do in response to God is to offer Him gratitude. And yes, our gratitude comes in forms of sacrifice, in forms of prayer, in forms of service to others. We need to have giving and generous and loving hearts. We need to offer our resources to build up His church and to spread the word of His gospel. But we need to do all of those things out of gratitude. It is the most efficacious thing we can offer. I was reading the other day that the presence or absence of gratitude is the difference between heaven and hell. The presence or absence of gratitude is the difference between heaven and hell. You ever meet that person who has everything and is so bitter inside? You ever meet that person who has almost nothing and yet has exuberant joy? What's the difference between those two paradigms? It's gratitude. If I have gratitude, a single morsel of bread is a reason for rejoicing. If I have no gratitude, 6 cars and $1 billion isn't enough. Let us know God. Let us be satisfied with His love for us. Let us express gratitude for his blessings. And regardless of how much or how little we have, we can know true happiness. Because our happiness is tied to what God has given us. Right? So in closing, let's remember that God's love is unconditional. God's power is infinite. And the way for us to allow his infinite love and power to vivify our existence is through gratitude to him.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.